Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The COVID shot mandate violates federal law. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to address this topic is Holly Mead on Faith and Freedom. Well, you know, the Biden administration and the Department of Veterans Affairs specifically sent an email to all employees mandating that all of its healthcare personnel receive the COVID-19 shots. The mandate gives each employee 8 weeks to comply, and employees will receive 4 hours of paid administrative leave after demonstrating that they have received the shot. But this mandate is illegal. Since this mandate was issued, Biden then extended it to the federal employment, and then many, many employers around the country are mandating this as well, and even some states are mandating for their state workers to get these COVID shots. But these COVID shots are not able to be forced. You can't force them. In fact, this is illegal. The Department of Justice actually issued this twisted memo. It is absolutely absurd. They say on page one of their memo and throughout their memo that the federal law and the FDA, including the required fact sheet that the FDA requires for all these shots, say specifically that you have the, quote, option to accept or refuse, close quote. That's a direct quote. And this Department of Justice memo, Holly, uses that phrase over and over and over again throughout its memo. But then what they say was just absurd. It's just shocking. What they say is, well, the option to accept or refuse means only that you have the right to be informed that you can accept or refuse. And once we tell you you have the right to refuse, then you can no longer refuse.
Right.
Understand that?
No.
Once we tell you that you have the right to refuse, you can't refuse anymore. It's like saying you have the right to remain silent, but now you have to speak, because we just told you have the right to remain silent, so now you must speak. It's as absurd as that.
Well, it's pretty absurd, too, the DOJ doesn't know the law. I mean, the acting Attorney General, Don Johnson, wrote this memorandum, which is an opinion. It's not a legal document, which contradicts about four other codes of the law that she quoted in this opinion. So obviously she does not know the law, but it's using as a scare tactic.
Well, in fact, I think the DOJ does know the law. That's the worst part.
Oh.
They know that this cannot be forced, and it is only by full and free informed consent. There's no way There's no way that you need a law degree to figure this out when the law and the FDA says you have the right to, quote, accept or refuse, close quote. Now, you don't have to figure out much about what that means. If you have the right to refuse this shot, then you have the right to refuse this shot.
So what you're saying is that they're trying to twist things
exactly
to accommodate this agenda.
Yeah, and so here's the reason. You know, there was this push to all of a sudden, they wanted to get beyond the emergency use authorization so that they could get full approval and not have emergency use authorization as an impediment.
That's really a thorn in their flesh right now, isn't it?
Exactly, because they know the emergency use authorization law means they cannot force or coerce it, right? So the only way to get around that from the federal law, not considering all the other laws that we have to defend people, but just say this law, looking at it in isolation, the only way to get around that would be, let's get it fully approved, and then we don't have to operate under the EUA. We don't have to operate under the option to accept or refuse.
But normally, you know, a typical vaccine takes maybe 10, 12 years to get approved.
Right. And so here's why I think they did this. That was in their way. The only other way to overcome it is get it fully approved. Then you don't have the EUA law. But under the EUA, if you open up the vials of these shots and, you know, the little pieces of paper that's all folded up when you get some medication.
Right.
You know, you open it up and it's really quite big. It's all folded up and
all
it's
the
got
warnings
all the warnings
that are in there.
Exactly. When you do that with these shots, what do you see?
I believe it's blank.
It's all blank.
Whoops.
There's not a single word on it. It means that on the front page and on the back page, it's completely blank. What do you mean? Did they misprint it? No, that's what is in these vials. There is nothing in there because it's under EUA. Now, what happens if they move to full licensor? They have to provide all the data and therefore all the deaths, all the adverse injuries, all the miscarriages, all the heart attacks, all the blood clots, all the myocarditis, all the neurological conditions and disabilities. They have to provide all that to the FDA. That's all going to be public. And then the FDA has to come up with a warning label, and that warning label is going to be chock full with all this information. And so that's not going to look really good.
Right.
So it's a catch-22. In order to get beyond the EUA, they've got to get licensed. In order to be licensed, they have to provide all the data. And once they provide all the data, the warnings have to be in these particular shots, and it's going to be quite startling to the public. And so Biden directed his Department of Justice to say, let's come up with a, quote, legal memo that reaches the result that we want, and that is, well, the EUA law doesn't actually mean you don't have to be forced.
So they think the American people are really dumb, and they're not going to read into that, so they try to twist it around to try to scare people.
I think, unfortunately, they're right. I think they're right, because what happened is, Biden is pushing this on the Veterans Administration. He's pushing it on the federal employees. Then you have some other states pushing it on the state employees. Now you have these medical facilities and these employers pushing it on their employees, and they say, well, the DOJ said it's okay.
And in the counties, like, for example, in Florida, there's no mandate in the state of Florida, but some of these counties, like the mayor, is coming around and saying, well, we need to mandate that on all county employees.
Yeah, yeah, what? They're doing, yeah, the mayor of Orange County in Central Florida says that. But the point is that they literally, they know what the law is, and they twisted it so that they would just have a results-driven thing. I mean, it's the most crazy thing to say over and over again, you have the option to accept or refuse, but then to say, well, it doesn't mean you have the option to refuse. No, look, the option to refuse means that you have an option to do what? Refuse.
So if I tell you, you have the right to speak, but then I tell you, but I'm telling you don't have the right to speak.
Yeah.
I'm already confused here.
Well, that's why it's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's like saying you have the right to remain silent under the Miranda warnings, and then once they tell you that, they have discharged their duty to tell you you have the right to remain silent, then they sit you down in a chair and they strap electrodes to you and they put a big bright light on you and they force you to speak. No, you can't. You don't really have the right to remain silent. You just had the right to be told you have the right to remain silent, but you really don't. That's as absurd as what this memo is.
That's why it's so important to turn off the loudmouth media that you're hearing on the TV and do your research, do your homework and know the facts so that you cannot be persuaded to something that's not true that will end up harming you.
Yeah, so you know what? This is just terrible because this DOJ memo is forcing people to get this shot, and it is the most disastrous rollout of any emergency use authorization in American history.
People are having to choose between their health or their jobs?
Yeah, we have thousands and thousands of people who have died. We have over 500,000 people that we know who have been injured. We have 1,200 to 1,300 miscarriages. These are more like late-term miscarriages. We have tens of thousands of hospitalizations, and I'm talking about from the shot itself.
And now children, they're trying to force children
we
to
have
take it.
On our website, lc.org/vaccine. We also have it on lcaction.org/vaccine. Same website, same page, I should say. Mm-hmm. Information about these shots.
Much information
and
on the website, yeah.
I encourage you to go down and watch some of these videos under personal stories, because there's a mother with a 12-year-old daughter who's wheelchair-bound, quadriplegic, with a feeding tube, and she was a straight-A student until she got the shots. No one should be forced. No one should be forced. And we are, I mean, it's just heartbreaking to see these stories come in and then to see people that are being threatened with their jobs, and nurses and healthcare providers who put their lives on the line for months, and now they're being told they'll be fired if they don't get the shot. This is not right. This is not American. This is illegal. If you know of somebody who needs help, have them go to lc.org and click on the legal help tab. You can also go to lc.org/vaccine for lots of information on this particular issue.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.